drink. I rub myself down. Pull on my colors. Recharge again. There is a bed. My name on it. Somewhere unknown. Not respected. Nose to the tarmac. It's the surface of the moon. Curbs punish my chassis. Cobbles rattle my bones. We gossip like fishwives. We fly in formation. I hang on your back. Wait for your attention. Domestika! 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 Bring me my glucose. Sit up straight, boy. I'm sweltering. I will have the shade. And while you're at it, cover that attack. I can't be bothered, I don't like this incline. And the Italians are getting away! Despite being unworthy, I might be dehydrated. To love him is to serve him.
Like a dog.
Agony. You need me. Oh, the ecstasy! I'm pulling you along! You disgust me. You're lazy and you reek of the perspire. You can't be by the side of the road. Emptying my bladder on my prospect pants. And now my love, my leader. How can I tell you how I feel? I'm some monstrous gristle.
To see you here today. Today is a monumental day. We're doing this podcast for the Forum and also for Riddlestone Music, led by my esteemed colleague Tom, who is beside me now.
Hello, Paul.
Hiya, you're all right. Anyway, we've got lots of good stuff coming up at the Forum soon. This is just to let you all know, because apparently the Forum's reputation is going downhill. A lot of people think that we're all crack addicts and that we spend our money on drugs and shoes. But alas, that's not entirely correct. We are an established business, and we hope that we can be seen that way. Over to you, Tom. Do you want to say a few words about the Forum before we get going?
Well, where are we? We're at the Forum.
We are at the Forum.
We're actually propped up against the bar, and we're just reading The Enemy Call List.
We've got a fridge full of beers.
We've got a yeah, definitely. And we've got a dustpan and brush.
Got one of them too, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we're reading The Enemy Call List, and we're talking about... Oh, it's a bit of a joke.
It is a bit of a joke.
So, you're a Gallows fan?
No, get that shit. Oh. What I got to say is this ginger prick is on the cover, acting like a bellend with his fucking tattoos out and his beard and his fucking ginger hair. What a cunt. Anyway, he's number one, basically. No, I don't think Gallows are very good. They're not even very punk. You know, they may well chuck around chairs and get tattoos on stage when they play live, but that doesn't...
Who is punk, then?
Who is punk?
He's punk.
Refused a punk. Refused a punk. They're punk and a half. They're fucking great. And, yeah, I like them a lot. So if you've got any Refused, put them on.
Well, I'm just looking for it. We're very, very DIY here. It's very...
Yeah, I'd like to say that I didn't even know this thing was happening until 10:45 this morning, actually, when I was rudely awoken by Tom calling me and saying, do a podcast, because my mate Ed's pulled out. And I was like, okay, fair enough. And, you know, I was working till midnight last night, so I was fucking tired and pissed
off.
Where do you work? M&S. I work at M&S. Come and see me in M&S. Is anyone actually going to listen to this?
Yeah, yeah.
If you are listening to this, come to M&S and pay me a visit. I'll be in the basement and we can exchange phone numbers and, you know, swap drugs and stuff and that.
Cool. All right. I got a present for you, Paul.
Have you? What is it?
Deadly Rhythm by Refused.
Brilliant.
Did you play it? Right, that was... What was that? Oh, that was Deadly Rhythm by Refused, which is a favourite band of Paul's.
Yeah, best band ever, by the way.
Ever.
Right. Now is the time in the podcast when we're going to browse our... Well, not browse. We're going to peruse the Forums in-house magazine.
Which came out today,
I think. It did come out today, the new issue, that's right. Blam.
Was it out for Wishbone Ash?
Was it? Tonight.
It's a dad rock.
Doesn't really matter. anyway, Blam is, yeah, what they do every month. This is issue 123. You can obviously pick it up when you come to the forum, or I believe they still have it in Criminal Records. That's about shut down, isn't it? Anyway, the death of the music industry is upon us. But that's beside the point. Cover stars this month include... Jason and the Astronauts.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Tom? Do you want to say a word about them?
Well, should we play a song with theirs in a bit?
Well, yeah, we'll play them in a bit.
What's your favourite?
I don't know. It's probably... I like Cop Psychology. I think it's great. Point is, Jason and the Astronauts making a comeback. They obviously split up. I think that was 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
They split up, did the last show. Now they're returning to the Forum stage once more to play again for their many fans.
I'm not very familiar with the support.
Who are the support?
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Okay.
Exactly. It's been put on by Fuzz.
Fuzz. Anyway, Jason the Astronauts are playing a reunion show, which is good news, eh?
We had their last show.
Sorry?
We had their last show.
I was
at supporting Ford Russia with... Who was that as well?
Scare. Actually, I thought they were far superior to Ford Russia and The Scare.
Yeah,
both
definitely.
Of whom are crap bands. page two is a word in your ear. Basically, it's a load of bollocks about the forum, but it doesn't actually make much sense, so it's just a foreword, really, basically. We've got Miles Hunt, and he's playing on Thursday the 15th with Hoth in support. Very good stuff. Miles Hunt from The Wonder Stuff. And then we got Jason the Astronauts, cover stars, obviously, on Saturday the 17th. And then 80s Matchbox as well, playing.
That's good support to that one.
What, 80s Matchbox?
Yeah.
Oh, HPR.
HPR.
Oh, and the Zico Chain, yeah.
Zico Chain.
I've seen both of those bands a couple of times.
You've seen HPR a couple of times?
I've seen HPR a million times.
I think everyone's seen HPR a million times.
Big up to my boys in HPR.
Yeah, brilliant band.
Because...
Buy their album. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't got the album yet.
Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
It's a masterpiece.
Okay. But no, they're good buddies, obviously. Well, I've known them for years because we used to play together in that, and good people, and
yes,
much respect to them for doing what they do.
We'll play an HPR song later.
HPR and Jason the Astronauts coming up later.
Wicked.
That's right. Misty's Big Adventure also playing with support from Sunny Day Set Fire on Friday the 16th. And you've just missed MC Lars, actually, but just as well, he wasn't very good, which is a shame. He was excellent last time he came, but this time he had a really bad backing band. And
he does that emo song, doesn't he?
He does, yes. He does. And also Download This Song as well.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We've got a few other things coming up, like Heat from a Dead Star. Misty's Big... I've already said that. Twilight Sad's coming up. Twilight Sad are a brilliant band, and I don't think Tom actually has any of this on his computer, but if he did, we should play it, because they're really good.
It's the Scottish accent.
I love the Scottish accent. And then Jacobin Arena, who are, you know, pants, but Tom likes them, so...
They're a good band. They're Icelandic.
That doesn't make them good. And then you've got an unlabeled night coming up right at the end of the month. That's the third one.
Oh, what's happening on page six?
On page six? Well, now you've asked, Tom. I'm so glad you did.
I know. This is going to seem a bit pointless because we're at the forum right now. We're just actually waiting for the bands for tonight's gig, which is a Riddlestone gig.
Riddlestone, yeah. Indeed. That's correct, yes. With our favourite acoustic merchant and troubadour, Klaus Says by the Record, who hopefully will be in here in a bit to sing you a nice song.
Yes, he's on the bus at the moment with Joe Holwell, who's also Sunset Teens.
On the bus?
On the bus.
What a prick. He can't even afford a taxi. Or a car, or a bike, anything but a bus, you know. Plus, it's going to be a Brighton bus, because that's where he's from, right? But the Brighton buses are just terrible. They're the masters of uncomfortable buses, and you can't get to sleep because they've got this weird plastic lining thing on the windows that digs into your back when you're trying to sleep and that, and it's just not good.
Well, that does stop right outside the forum, which is...
It does stop, yeah.
Nice and convenient.
Anyway, we look forward to seeing Klaus when he gets here, eventually.
Actually, he's supporting Jacobin Arena as well.
He is supporting Jacobin Arena, so come along to that.
Yes.
Tell you what, it's all a bit ramshackle, isn't it? All these dates flying around.
I know. I think we're confusing everybody at home.
Probably,
Should we jump on to... we've got Comedy Forum.
Yeah, let me just finish this. Comedy Forum is coming up, yeah.
That's always good.
Thursday the 1st.
We've got Stable.
Which apparently is already gone, Thursday the 1st.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
But today is the 9th.
Never mind, eh? And plenty of Stable shows. Every Monday, the Stable happens. Come down and watch it. Lots of good bands playing, lots of young bands, unsigned, fresh-faced. Schoolboy humour is on this side and so on. And they're usually pretty good.
Also,
if you're in a Stable band, then you can come to any other Stable show for free. You have a little card thing that gets you in.
Wicked. Also, got Mr. Mills and Monthly Moan, which is always entertaining.
Yeah, maybe we should find a decent extract and read it out, because it's quite funny. But we don't really have time to read through the whole thing right now. So what we'll do, right, I've got a plan, Tom.
Okay.
My plan is to we'll play a song, and then we can go through the Monthly Moan and pick a choice extract for the listeners at home.
Okay, cool. Well, do you know what would be a good idea? If we carry on doing these little podcasts, let's see how popular they are first.
Probably not very.
Well, have you got any complaints, let us know.
If there are any complaints or you're offended by my crude language, then you can send it to the forum. Or put poo through my letterbox.
We should get Millsy on.
What? Poo through the letterbox?
get him onto our little show here.
What show?
This one.
Okay, right. Yeah, no, Paul Mills, yeah. Paul Mills, he's a decent chap. He writes some reviews for the forum and everything. He's quite a good guy. I believe he used to write for Kerrang, actually.
He does Glastonbury as well.
And he does Glastonbury as well. And anyway, he's a good guy and a regular at the forum, so maybe we'll get him down to discuss something maybe he liked or disliked at the forum.
Cool. Should we play a song?
Yeah, why not? Why not, eh?
What do you want to play?
It's up to you. I chose the last two, so it's up to you.
What about Jason the Astronauts?
Yeah, why not, eh?
Dance in the Grave of Mary Whitehouse?
No.
No?
No. You got one on their album tracks. We like the album tracks.
Okay, what about Kilimanjaro Faster?
That's a good one, yeah. By the way, you should all go to unlabel.net and buy everything on Unlabel, because it's pretty fucking good.
Wicked. All right, let's play that.
Okay, well, cool. Enjoy yourselves.
Wicked.
I'm going for a fag.
Okay. Jason the Astronauts, and I'm being hit over the body.
That's the sound of me hitting Tom with the enemy. Such is my dislike for both of those things. I'm expressing it through violence. Which is always a good way to do things, because nothing else works. You have to go fist to face if you want to, beat someone down. Uh-huh. And, you can't rely on your wit or your razor-sharp charm or anything like that. You just can't. Doesn't work.
Right.
Anyway, Tom, what have you been up to today?
What have I been up to?
Yeah, done anything interesting?
Well, I've got a bit of a sleep problem.
Have you?
So I didn't get sleep till about 6 a.m. this morning.
Oh, yeah?
I was watching GMTV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I was reading your bulletins about your all-nighter the other day.
I stayed awake for about 35 hours.
Oh, that's good. I've done longer.
It's not good. It's not very healthy, kid.
So I used to have a problem that what I'd do was, because I had no responsibilities and nothing to do, what I'd do is now I have a job and I'm a slave to the wage and I'm working for the man, but that's besides the point.
Yes.
I used to stay up until about 6 every morning and that, and then I'd fall asleep and I'd wake up sometime in the evening, and then I'd have a wank, obviously, and I had a bit of dinner, I suppose. And then I'd do the same the next night, and eventually it led to, because I got less and less tired, I'd eventually stay up all night, every night, for no reason, and sleep all day during the day. And it was, that went on for about a couple of months.
Sorry, I apologise. There's a lot of clicking.
Is there?
There's a lot of clicking. Well, I'm not on the interweb.
Can I borrow your, can I have a listen to the headphones, please?
Yeah, sure. Excuse us.
Thanks very much. Cheers. That's the sound of us swapping. Hello?
Hello. We've only got one set of headphones, and they're broken, so they've been put back together with a brown tape.
Do you know what? I was thinking about bringing my own headphones today, but I didn't in the end. Yeah, the message board is all kicking off. Unfortunately, it's not as lively on the message board as it used to be. We used to have right goes at each other, which was hilarious for a bit. And then we'd all get quite bitter and throw our own poo at each other for a bit.
But
I'm falling off my chair. Sorry. Get back on that.
I like the times when like Ross was on there. It was brilliant.
Back in the days of Ross. Yeah.
Mercy Paul Levenin.
That was you.
That wasn't me.
It was you.
That was me.
But the message board, hang on, I'm going to log on to it also so I can, you know, see what's going on as well. We've both got laptops here in the studio. And I have actually got a newer version of Tom's laptop, so I bet he feels quite inadequate now. Bad luck, Tom. I think this podcast is just ending up as me slagging off Tom. For no particular reason. He's a good guy.
We're good friends.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
We have a love for Ross Noble.
We do have I love Ross. I think he's great. You know, I think he's a terrific stand-up. I think he's very good indeed. There's all sorts of... there's a fierce next morphin. There's all sorts of decent things coming up on the message board, which is interesting. Here we have Tom Adolf, you know, has posted a message and it says...
That's me.
The subject is Riddlestone Christmas Party. Good books! Exclamation mark.
Go
yeah,
on.
Okay, they are wicked. Yeah. Anyway, wicked. He's posted a nice little picture for us, a little flyer, a little bit of a teaser taster thing, which is nice. Good to see. There's another one. HPR, they're bigging themselves up and you know, trying to get people to come along to the 80s Matchbox thing. And there's a few people on the message board saying, "Yeah, I'll come, man. It's pretty good." And actually, worth noting is that I was in Kerrang the last time 80s Matchbox played here, and that was because I was only small, right? I was only a child, really. It was about 5 years ago, I think, quite a long time. Anyway, I was being crushed at the front, and some Kerrang guy had taken a photo of the band, and I was at the front going... and
doing what?
And I was really crushed. And anyway, sorry.
I like to throw it about the Halloween party.
This
is how cheap I am.
Got to tell you, there were some applaudable bottoms at this Halloween party.
No, it was advertised that I was going to be a DJ at this Halloween party, which happened on Halloween.
It did happen on Halloween, yeah.
And, it was advertised as going to be a DJ, and a few people got a bit excited that I was going to be a proper DJ at the forum. No, it was basically just me and my laptop playing a few songs, which is fun.
Is the mic picking that up?
I don't know. Paul's currently stealing drink.
I'm not stealing. I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah, right. Right, yeah. That was a fun night. And everyone dressed up. I enjoyed Ed Howard's costume.
Ed Howard, yeah. Long-haired geezer. Yeah. It wasn't really a costume. Basically, he worn his own clothes. It was just black and painted his face
his
white.
His costume was he didn't wear glasses.
Oh, yeah. He took off his glasses. I forgot that it was Halloween entirely and came in a long coat. And jeans, and then decided that I'd come as an internet paedophile, which, to be honest, is the scariest thing of all, because it's realistic, isn't it? You know, I'm coming for your children and that, whereas, you know, people dressed up as ghosts and that, in sheets and that, it's just, what a load of rubbish, eh? I mean, not only is it a cop-out, because ghosts are, you know, they aren't real.
A lot of people came as cats.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really see that.
Should we play another song?
Yeah, I was going to say something of note, but I've forgotten what it was, so yeah, why not, eh? Play another song for you.
Go for Unhome? Should we play something a bit more?
No, we want some Unhome going. Some Unhome going.
Have some Cotton Duck.
I don't know how many of you know Unhome. Probably a few of you. I don't know who's listening. Probably no one's fucking listening to this.
We've played all unlabeled bands so far. You notice that?
No.
Jason Aeschnoff, Joey Fat.
Okay, well, we like Unlabeled, though. They do put out a lot of good stuff. Yeah, Unhome. Terrific band. Have a listen. Good. It's good. Good stuff. Is this Cotton Duck?
Yeah, this is Cotton Duck.
Cotton Duck. Biggest hit.
Wicked.
Great. Greatest hit.
Okay, that was On Home, the Cotton Duck. Right, we're actually expecting John Mills, also known as Class Says By the Record, to come and play some songs.
Good friend of mine.
Yes, well, we've already explained it's coming from Brighton, so I thought I'd give him a ring.
Here it goes. With such pranksters, he's going to get punked on air, would you?
Yeah, do you want to talk to him? Or
I can shout down the phone.
Should we tell him? Should we tell him he's live on the air?
Yeah, you're live. It's not live at all. We're going to overdub ton. Is it ringing?
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, John right? Mills.
How you doing?
Yeah, John. John, it's Paul here.
Hi, Paul.
You all right?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Are you on the bus or what?
Yeah, you sound very distant.
I'm sorry?
You sound really far away.
Yeah, I'm not talking into the phone or anything. I'm just, you know.
You're on speakerphone.
Oh, okay.
We're doing our little podcast thing here, right? And you're supposed to be coming and playing a song for us, right? But you haven't turned up yet.
Right.
Have you got something to say for yourself?
John.
I didn't hear a word of that, did you?
No, I didn't. John, is Joe with you?
No, Chicago.
Oh, so you're past Lewis then?
Yeah, I'm not.
Wicked. Well, basically, you're actually on the little podcast right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
Well, turn me off immediately.
Gotcha.
Oh. Have you got a message, John?
I'd quite like to be off this podcast.
Okay. Well, we'll see you in a bit, shall we, John? We're recording it at the moment.
Oh, right. Perhaps you should stop recording.
Okay. Well, when will you be in...
I'd just like to say hello to all my fans and my family, my friends. Thank you for...
And God, John?
And Paul, yes.
Yep. No, but God, do you want to say hello to God or thank God or anything like that?
Pardon?
God. Would you like to thank God?
Yeah, I'd like to thank God, yeah. Jesus, Moses...
Darth Vader... I'm not sure how well this is actually going to come out on the old recording, but, you know.
I hope it won't come out.
You looking forward to tonight, John?
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to tonight, yeah.
You're quite looking forward to it.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Sorry, say that again?
See
you in about half an hour, John. Oh, have you got a request, by the way?
I'd like to listen to my iPod. Have you got the new Baroo out?
The new Baroo? Yeah, I've got that.
You should play a song on there.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks for talking to us, John Mills.
See ya.
I'm pretty sure that it's pronounced Beirut.
What did I say? Beirut.
Beirut.
Beirut. Beirut.
Beirut. Beirut. I mean, Beirut is a city, isn't it?
Beirut. Did I say Beirut?
Beirut.
Beirut.
He said Beirut.
Beirut. Beirut.
Beirut.
Beirut. She played Beirut.
That's wrong now. Enjoy Poor yourselves. Coming up next, me and Tom play Word Association for your pleasure and delight.
We're good.
It's been a long time, now, since I've seen you smile, and I'll gamble away my fright, and I'll gamble away my time, and in a so simple and so
Was a brute
Beirut.
Right, we're gonna play a game now. Explain the rules, Paul.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm pretty sure everyone in the world knows how to play word association, just not Tom.
Gotta explain.
Okay, I say a word like banana, right?
Okay,
and you have to say a word that associates in some way to banana, and you can't hesitate or repeat, or it's, you know.
That sounds easy enough.
Yeah, so I'd say banana and you might say...
orange.
Exactly, and I'd say squash because you can make orange squash. And from squash you can say butternut and I could say, oh, margarine.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, you go first.
All right, okay.
Oh, this is... I hope you're all enjoying this, listeners. Seriously, if you do have any recommendations as to...
Yeah.
Or complaints...
Do send them in an angry, strongly worded email to Riddlestone's MySpace.
Yes, which is... www.
You're also encouraged to send viruses to Riddlestone.
Okay. Word association. Go.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Ready? Here we go. Cockerel.
Chicken.
Egg.
Spoon.
Allison. Should we start again?
Yeah, start again. You go first.
Okay. Table.
Chair.
Leg.
Arm.
Head.
Mouth.
Cough.
Sneeze.
Poo.
Wee.
Yes.
French.
Yeah.
Like brute.
Beirut.
Brute.
Beirut.
Sorry, where were we?
I don't know. We're all finished with that. I'm quite eager to go to the pub, actually.
Which pub?
The Ragged Trousers in Tunbridge Wells, Pantiles, High Street. Yeah.
There's no bands have actually turned up yet. Was it? What time is it? Oh, it's only early.
Who else is playing?
We've got Colour.
Well, announce it properly then.
Well, no, because by the time this goes out, the gig would have finished. I don't really want
to... Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
I don't really want to advertise a gig that's already happened. So. But by all means, come down to the forum and buy lots of drinks. I highly recommend the peanuts.
Do you? Also, I'll be working on the bar tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Sorry, wicked. Let's play a song. There.
Another one.
Let's play another song. Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Shall I choose one?
Well, I can't choose one.
I tell you what. Let's have it into the whole forum theme. Play a song by a band that's coming up.
Like who?
Let's play some. Play some Jakobin Arena.
No, play Jakobin Arena.
Okay.
It's fine. They're from Iceland, and that's why everyone likes them. Bizarrely.
Yeah. What about Sigur Rós? They're from Iceland.
Yeah, but I don't like them because they come from Iceland.
That's Bjork.
Again, I don't like her because she comes from Iceland. She's innovative and she's a good... For God's sake, Tom! And although I do think that Sigur Rós really need to change things up a bit because their last two albums just sound exactly the same as each other and that's pointless, isn't it?
Seb loves Sigur Rós, doesn't he?
Seb who?
Jenner.
No, he does, yeah. Collides and Arc, yeah. He does like Sigur Rós, yeah. Yeah, he does.
Okay.
But he likes a lot of rubbish music.
Okay, this is
that's a lie, no. Good music taste, I like it.
This is a rubbish song by a rubbish band, which you should all come and see.
Tom really likes this band, actually.
Right, this is Jakobin Arena.
Without me, without anybody.
It's me, Paul. How are you? It's good to see you here. And that. Tom's just making a quick telephone call and that, and I thought that maybe I'd have a one-to-one, a heart-to-heart, one of them, you know, like father-to-son, that. If there are any young children listening, then sex is something that you should never do. And also, don't take drugs or steal cars, because, I mean, it's all wrong.
What are you talking about?
I'm giving advice to children.
Sorry, I actually went away for a bit.
He did indeed do go away.
Good news is that John's going to be at the forum in about 15 minutes. And he's a reliable chap. He's in Crowborough at the moment, which is a very nice town.
Crowborough is bollocks.
Yeah, I know. I actually went outside. It's quite dark.
Chilly, eh?
Quite dark.
Yeah, and chilly.
Very weird, though.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Very, very
weird. Tell you what, though. This year has gone very, very quickly.
Has it?
I think so. It's nearly Christmas.
What do you think of Christmas?
What do I think of Christmas? I like Christmas in the week running up to Christmas, but not in October, when they're already advertising on television.
Oh right, yeah, no.
And talking of Christmas advertising on television, what happened last week, Paul, on the old Pantiles?
Oh, yeah.
This is a good story. Yeah,
well, it's not really a story at all.
Did you actually see it happening? Because I didn't.
Yeah, no, I saw one of the stars. Basically, they're filming a Morrison's advert just across the road from the Forum on a street called the Pantiles, which is...
Everyone knows the Pantiles.
Yeah, it's like the cultural hub of Tunbridge Wells. It's, you know, it's where all this Georgian and that, and everyone comes along, and tourists bring their cameras and stuff, and Matt is ringing. So.
This is my mum. Hello.
Hi, Mum. You all right?
Hello.
Anyway, they were filming this Morrison's advert, and they had various stars involved. Denise Van Outen was down for a bit, I believe, and Lulu, and a couple of other people. Some kind of celebrity gardener. No, it wasn't Alan Titchmarsh. It was someone really less known. Anyway, I went down, and I was a bit pissed, and I sort of didn't know what I was. Well, I did know what I was doing, but I was, you know, I was sort of a bit tipsy in that. And I went out, walked out onto the Pantiles with a pint, and went up to one of the crew, and I just went. I sort of walked up to him, you know, waddled-ish a bit, and I said, what's going on here, then? And I had to be quite quiet, because they were like, action and all that. And the guy goes, we're filming a Morrison's TV advert. And I was like, TV advert. And that was it, really. And that was it. But, yeah, filming an advert, there was loads of fake snow, and they did it up nice, and they made it look all festive and that, you know. Anyway, I want to say something else as well. A while ago, I posted on the message board and said I'd like to start a hip-hop group, a live hip-hop group.
A hip-hop group.
And I got a few replies, and I just realised that I'd still actually quite like to do it.
This so is if your any, if advert. Anyone,
sorry?
This is your advert.
Yeah, I'm
playing. Are there any hip-hop fans out there? Listen to this.
Well, no, it's less hip-hop fans. It's more people who want to play in a hip-hop band. Anyway, we're looking on along the lines of The Roots and Jurassic 5 and that sort of thing. You know, it'll just sort of be, I don't know, maybe we'll do a few songs. It's not really a full-time commitment or anything. But if you play an instrument and you like hip-hop and you want to play, oh, that'd be great. And that's it, you know. So, yeah, Tom, got anything to say?
Not really. We're just waiting for John to turn up.
Do you want
to
do a bit? I've spoken for quite a long time now.
So I went away for a bit, again.
You did. What were you doing?
I was just thinking about my stomach, actually.
Oh, yeah.
This is the convenience of being at the Forum a lot. There's a KFC opposite.
And a Chinese.
I prefer KFC.
Me too, yeah. No, I do. I shouldn't, but I do.
KFC is the food of kings. What's your favourite, Connor? What's your favourite from KFC?
Fully loaded meal. Fully loaded.
Well, I've got to warn listeners. They come to the Forum and they have a KFC. Don't bring it inside because you'll be.
Yeah, and don't chuck it on the fucking grass outside also, mate.
Yeah, because that means that either me or Paul have to go outside and clean it up.
Or Patrick.
Or make Patrick do it.
Make Patrick do it? Some sort of sadist.
I'm not.
No, Patrick's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Yeah. He showed me along the bar the other night. So I work behind the bar on Monday nights now. Yeah, he showed me the ropes, as it were. He's a good guy. Should we play another song? Do you want to choose or slow?
What do you mean? What?
Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, play another song, yeah, but I can't choose, can I?
Why not?
Well, because I can't, you know, my computer's not hooked up on that.
Yeah, I know, but this is the magic of podcasting. But I can edit it when I get home.
Oh, right.
You see what we're doing?
I do.
Yeah, you just realised.
Can you play, actually? Can we play Frightened Rabbit, please?
I can play some Frightened Rabbit. Only if I can play Your Friend's Your Architect.
That's fine, yeah. About to explain a little bit. Okay. Frightened Rabbit, band from, the three-piece band from Glasgow. Great band, brilliant, lovely, like it a lot. Indie pop, I don't know what it's called, but it's fucking badass. And they've released this as a single recently. It's got a music video on YouTube and that. Go and have a look at it. And it's called The Greys. The Greys by Frightened Rabbit. Enjoy.
What's the blues when you've got the greys? think I've given up. My body's given in the building. I lie still, and then I turn back over again. In a building that has heating, sweat, 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 dry, don't stay. I'm sick of being sick and not showing up, and you sit in my stomach and you seem to be stuck in it. And just go away.
That was the first time I've ever heard Frightened Rabbit, and I was quite... No, it doesn't really sound like your kind of thing, Paul, to be honest.
It's fucking brilliant, mate.
It's what?
Yes, I love that.
Wicked.
That's really marvellous, actually. Frightened Rabbit, best band out there.
Made
bloody
with,
brilliant, mate.
Twilight Sad a lot,
yeah,
they?
good friends and label mates now with Twilight Sad, both on Fat Cat. And they used to do tours together quite a lot, but... I think Frightened Rabbit are actually in America right now doing a tour. So the Twilight Sad tour is just them on their own. But good luck to Frightened Rabbit in America, because it's a tough place, isn't it?
I've never been.
Have you not?
Have you?
There's all sorts of guns and problems, you know. I ran into a couple of homeboys and they didn't like my look, so they laid down some beat down on me. So.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
Really?
Yeah. Luckily, I mean, I'm a pretty good fighter, so I managed to take them out with my roundhouse. One roundhouse.
Whereabouts was this?
Oh, this is Compton.
Where's that?
Compton's the most dangerous place in the world.
Is it?
Well, maybe not the most dangerous, but have you never heard this?
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? This is Dr. Dre from the world's most dangerous group. Hey, hold on, man. I'm going to talk to Yana. Hey, Yana, come here.
Never heard that? Straight out of Compton?
Oh, yeah, I know.
NWA?
Yeah, I'm a big Dr. Dre fan.
Are you?
Tell.
Well, they're about to kick some ass, because they're hard nuts. Mm. They're hard nuts. They're quite straight edge back in the day of NWA, but they were, you know, and that, you know?
Like Public Enemy. They're just funny.
Like Public Enemy, but Public Enemy are wicked.
Oh, I tell you what, talking of rap,
yeah.
I sent Paul a song the other day.
Me?
Yeah, you, Paul. Yeah. I sent him, I heard it on Colin Murray's radio show. And it was, what was it? Andrew WK, Party Hard, which is a wicked song. Mashed up with, was it Beastie Boys?
Beastie Boys, Fight
For Your
Right
to Party. And it was so good. Try and track that down. Since I don't know who actually mashed it up, though.
Neither do I.
But email Colin Murray and say, look.
So look here, you big Irish twat. Who was that done by?
Yeah.
And then also threaten to kill
Tom him. And Paul will tell me to listen to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say that, and then he'll be like, "Yeah, okay, they're fresh. It's fine."
I would buy it, but you know,
it's crap quality.
Exactly.
Really crap quality. We're in the forum right now, and I've just realised just now that it's actually really cold, and my hands are...
Cold,
but I was ready to fall off, I was going to say. So I could use some gloves.
You look really cold.
I am cold. Very cold in here. I was going to go there, you know, go and get a heater out. I was going to do that, but...
Cool.
I don't think any of the heaters really working here. I somehow feel that Tom's sort of losing enthusiasm for this podcast thing.
No, I'm just having to think, actually.
I hear what you're thinking about.
My stomach again.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we should take a break and go and get some KFC.
Maybe. Let's play two songs.
Two songs in a row?
Two songs in a row. And whilst, you know, we play it, we'll go get some KFC.
Oh, what are you going to play then?
And then we'll come back and we'll talk about our KFC adventure. And it's interesting times, really.
Well interesting, mate.
Well interesting. Seriously, if you got this far in the podcast, congratulations, really.
Yeah, we'll be sending a hamper of delicious fine wines and cheeses to your home address.
Or maybe a KFC.
KFC. Probably not, though, because... I'd just eat it myself.
But seriously, if you think you can do any better, let me know and we'll have you on and we'll have a battle of the podcast.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, actually, you know what would be good,
what? Right?
If someone writes like a hilarious story or something, or an anecdote or something like that, write a bit, or a little short essay or something like that, right? Then you can have a little bit of a slot on this and come on and just read it to everyone.
Yeah, I was quite annoyed, yeah.
Yeah,
I usually love the general music loving public locally, and I posted about three bulletins in the past 2 days saying, "Hey, have you got any requests for the podcast? We're going to play it. You might get your name read out on the radio." I got one reply from Emma Savory.
Don't know her.
Emma, you know, and she just said, "Play some Beirut. We've already played some Beirut, so sorry, Emma."
Yeah, Emma.
But she's making some really good cake. To,
is she?
The show tonight.
I've got a big
box of cake.
Oh yeah, I forgot that cake is a normal thing on Riddlestone Ice. Also, I was going to say, you know what we should do? Right? We should, if there are any budding writers out there, or you know, or thespians, then someone should. That was Tom's pen.
I'm writing.
I don't know why he's got a pen.
Write down everything that Paul said.
Yeah, he's jotting down my words. I'm under investigation by the police, but no. If someone writes like a radio play, then we could act it out, you know, and it'd probably be quite hilarious. But it should probably be centred around music or the forum or Tom Adolf.
Why me?
Because you're important.
Am I?
Yeah.
Why am I important?
Because this is a Riddlestone come TW forum podcast, isn't it?
True.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, someone has to write a radio play. Make it funny, otherwise there's no point.
And there is a prize.
Yeah, there is a prize.
There's a prize. You get...
It's like a tin of Quality Streets or something.
Yeah. Or, like...
Or
on a serious note, like, free gig tickets or some CDs or something like that.
That sort of thing, yeah. Or, I mean, if you're over 18, a half-price beer at the forum.
That's only like a bottle as well.
Yeah.
Half-price
it's only
bottle.
A bottle. And you only get half of it as well.
Therefore, you save yourself $1.35.
Something like that, yeah. Oh, yeah, drinks price at the forum, right?
Wicked.
Foster's is $2.70, Kronenbourg's $2.90, Guinness is $2.90. I mean, that's a bargain, right?
That's good.
Can't get that anywhere else but from
spoons. As I've said before, you can get peanuts and crisps.
Peanuts and crisps.
And also, you know, friendly customer service.
That's right, very
either fun. Me or Paul or Mel.
Yeah.
We all like Mel.
We all do like that. Like Mel.
And Alice.
Good lass. Alice as well.
Alice, I invited her along to this podcast.
Did you? Did she not want to come?
Well, now she's working at the moment.
I was having a chat with someone the other day and we were thinking maybe we'd try and be the first pub in Tunbridge Wells to have every flavour of crisps and we'd have the biggest crisp collection of any bar in Tunbridge Wells, you know. And so you could come up and order something stupid like fish and mustard or something, you know, flavoured crisps, and we'd have them.
Tell you what is good flavour crisps. Marmite crisps?
No, they're not.
Are they salt and vinegar? Oh, salt and vinegar French fries.
Would you like salt and vinegar? Yeah, they are fucking good. And also wheat crunchies. I like Worcester sauce wheat crunchies. They're fucking wicked as well.
What crisps did you used to eat when you were younger? During playtime at primary school?
Space Invaders.
Really? They're like 10p a pack.
Fucking wicked, though.
That's the stuff that makes your bodily fluids green, isn't it?
Probably not. Although,
right,
I'll tell you what though, if you eat like two bowls of sugar puffs and you go for a wee, your wee actually smells really strongly of sugar puffs. Yeah, so if you're into that kind of thing, try it out. I did a while ago, and it was great fun. Should we play a song or two on that and go get some KFC, and then we'll come back and, you know, talk?
Okay, let's play Your Friends Are Architects.
Can I choose the next track, right?
Iger.
Yeah, why not? Iger would be good, yeah.
Iger or Wicked Band.
Okay, so we'll play, I don't know, what track from Your Friends Are Architects?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll play a track from Your Friends Are Architects and also a track from Iger. I think we'll play Don't Put Your Daughter on the Stage, Mrs. Worthington. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, and also, what I recommend you do is that... I'm talking to you here, not Paul. Mm. And what I recommend you do, you turn this up very, very loud if you're in your bedroom. Walk to the kitchen, get yourself some chicken and some chips with barbecue sauce.
That's a given.
And, yeah, enjoy the... share the experience with us.
Going for a week.
So we'll see you in a bit. This is Your Friends Are Architects and Iger.
Sleeve directly after listening. Now, thank you for wishing us all luck as we set sail across the windswept sea of adventure. So it just remains for me to say that the show will begin in a few moments. Please keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times as we make our ascent, and be courteous to your fellow passengers. And I move on, so please do challenge those who appear to have a seemingly mindless belief or faith in you.
Welcome back. We didn't get KFC because there was a bit of a queue. But on the good side, John Mills is here.
Klaus says by the record, yeah.
What a man. Fucking love him. This guy's key.
But we earlier embarrassed. I was talking to on the phone. He was on the bus. But how are you today, John?
I'm not so bad.
John, we only have two mics. You alright?
I'll stand here.
Do you want to use mine, John?
No, it's fine.
John Mills and me, we go way back. He's a good guy. I first met him when I was working at Subway, and the reason I met him was because I was, don't give that back, because I was standing in a street with a Subway hat on and a big sign that says Subway this way.
That's true.
And yeah, that's true. And John Mills came and said hello because he knew the guy I was talking to, Jake, I think. Was it Jake?
It was Jake, yeah.
I was talking to my friend Jake, and John Mills came over, and I was like, oh, you're John Mills. No, I didn't say that.
We met each other and that. But now we're good buds, firm friends with me. That was about 3 years ago, that was, I think.
All right, John's got to try a song.
So, yeah, this song is called Telephone.
Okay, that was Klaus Says by the Record playing Telephone. He's still here with us, but we're going to sign off now because I'm bored of this and I want a fag and I want to go to the pub.
Yes. And Colour have just arrived.
And Colour have turned up, so yeah, if you get... So yeah, you'll have missed a good gig, you know, if you don't come.
Well, congratulations for getting to the end of this,
yeah.
Because I think this is quite long.
Yeah, it's been an hour. It's an hour long.
That's just... Awesome. Bit more
that's
than
an hour and 1 minute.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Sure.
Should we do it again? Goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye, Tom.
Goodbye
Klaus.
Oh, wicked. Signing off. Bye.
Come on, pub.